Welcome to our morning show on WRCO. We have two great guests in the studio with us. Ty Mulholland, who is a registered dietitian with the Richland Hospital and diabetes educator, and Allison Ewing, who is a nurse practitioner. We're here to talk about an open house health fair, which is coming up on the 28th of this month. So, Ty, what inspired this health fair and the idea behind it?
We actually have a patient experience committee at the Richland Hospital, and we try to, that group says, what can we do as a facility to make the experience better for the people that come to our hospital and our community in general? And so a mini health fair was one of the things they came up with. And it was interesting, pre-COVID, we used to have more things in-house, and then things changed. So now we're getting the philosophy again of, we're going to have more offerings like this in the future.
Yeah, and it sounds like something that's actually going to be fun, right?
Yes, yes, it will be. It's a casual experience. You can come in, meet different staff members, learn different things, ask questions, very informal.
Allison, now let's talk about why we should attend, who should attend this?
Absolutely. So I think it would be open to a wide variety of people in the community. The topics that we're offering kind of grew from conversations that we had with patients about wanting to know maybe some services and programs that we offer here. So we're going to focus on things like managing diabetes, pain management, some services we have in-house for treating mental health, and then staying some services for people to stay independent as they age. We wanted to create a simple and welcoming way for people to come in, meet with experts face-to-face, and then walk away with useful information that they can apply to their daily lives.
So, Allison, when and where is this event going to be held?
Our mini health fair will be held on Tuesday, April 28th from noon to 2 p.m. in Pippin Hall inside the Richland Hospital. People can come at any time. There's no need to be there right at noon. You can come and go as you please, and no appointments are necessary.
We have all this really nice spring weather, and people are getting motivated, hopefully. So why should someone attend, and what should we expect here as far as physical fitness and those kind of things?
Well, one thing that we're excited to talk about is our Get Fit program. So we talk about kind of some underlying conditions that might contribute to being overweight. We do offer visits for this, so we kind of, at those visits, go over like lab results, some different things that might be contributing to that, and then we can also talk to the patients just about the services that we offer. So there are a variety of lifestyle and even medications that we use sometimes to help people gain better control of their weight or improve their overall health. So that's one thing that we'll be talking about. We also plan to have our Tanita body composition scale there. And that's a scale that looks at not just your weight, but looks at muscle mass, body fat, and other helpful metrics. So sometimes that can be useful in helping people get a clearer picture of their health and give some realistic expectations for what our next step can be to help improve overall health, help with weight loss, building muscle, those kinds of things.
This shouldn't be something that scares someone away, should it?
No, definitely not. We don't want it to be stressful or overwhelming. And we can talk about those results that day too, and we have some visual aids and some handouts that will help as well.
Ty, another topic will be diabetes. I'm sure you'll be there with all kinds of information.
Yes, we'll tag on with Allison, I, and Kelly Herbert. She's one of our other dietitian diabetes educators, and we'll be talking about diabetes and using the Tanita body scale. We'll be doing that with different individuals as they desire. And with the Tanita body scale, just an idea and thought of what we do when we have patient visits is we actually use that and we help people assess their weight loss when that does occur to see, have they maintained the muscle mass that they want to, particularly with some of the weight loss medications out there. It's good to know that as you do lose weight, you haven't lost a lot of muscle mass during that time. We'll also be talking about diabetes in general. Kelly Herbert onboarded with us recently, and so we now have three diabetes educators at the hospital. And so we'll talk about the program in general, the benefits, the fact that diabetes education isn't just telling people what to eat. We cover a lot of different topics. We talk activity. We talk healthy coping, a lot of the different medications that are out there, different blood sugar testing options. Everybody sees people with these little buttons on the back of their arm anymore, and so people are curious about the continuous glucose monitors. We do insulin pump initiation. We help adjust people's medications when they come see us. So lots of information to share there, too.
Right. And people, it's a great place to bring questions or maybe bring your materials in with you that day. And it's, again, free of charge. It's not something that's going to be charged to your insurance or anything, is it?
Mm-hmm. That is correct. Diabetes education in general is a very well-covered service. So if you do choose to come see us, reimbursement from insurance companies typically is not an issue.
What about pain management? Will there be a topic of that, Allison?
Absolutely. So our pain management team will be there to talk about the services they offer. I worked in surgery several years ago, and we used to have pain management providers come from outside facilities. But over the last few years, that's something that we've really worked on building internally. We have a great anesthesia team who's trained in pain management, so they'll be able to talk about the services they offer. And I think what scares people away from pain management sometimes is they think it's just going to be like chronic prescriptions of controlled substances or that kind of thing. But what I really want people to know is that this would be a great opportunity for them to come out and learn about the different options that are out there. Pain management is not necessarily prescribing meds. Sometimes it's focusing on like therapy, or there's different things they can do in terms of injections, surgical procedures that can help people long-term with pain. So I think that would be an excellent opportunity for people to come out who deal with chronic pain and want to learn more about what their options are locally. Right next to them, we'll also be having our chronic care management team. So they focus on helping people who are dealing with multiple diagnoses or symptoms at once. So we have a great group of nurses who help with coordinating care. Sometimes people have a variety of specialists they might have to see or a number of appointments, and that can be very overwhelming, especially if you're someone who's really always been pretty healthy. So having our chronic care management team there to kind of talk about the services they offer and the help that we can give to patients who might be struggling with, you know, managing multiple conditions at once. So this is another great opportunity to learn about how those programs can work together in helping people in the community manage their care.
Do you work with occupational and physical therapy people at the hospital as well?
Yes. Yep. We all try to work together as a team. So that's the nice thing with the electronic health record is that the providers can see all of those notes. They're wonderful about like messaging or communicating. If therapy has a question or concern, they're always great about reaching out to the providers, reaching back out to the patient. So yes, that would be definitely a thing that we hope to provide excellent coordination of care when managing these different services that we offer.
It's a one-stop shop, isn't it?
Exactly.
The health fair is coming up on Tuesday, April 28th, again from noon until 2. Mental health will also be a focus, won't it?
Yes, it is. You know, as people age, in particular, life can become more complicated with mental health issues. We'll have our Senior Life Solutions program at the health fair, and they'll offer information specifically focused on maintaining mental health for adults age 65 and older. They'll talk about recognizing signs of depression or anxiety and the support options that are available locally.
Mm-hmm. And then we just had a program about this not long ago, but Allison, advanced care planning, people can get more face-to-face information that day too, can't they?
Absolutely. Advanced care planning can feel pretty overwhelming for patients and families. So we do have experts who come in and volunteer their time to help people handle their advanced care planning. So they will be at our health fair to kind of talk about things like establishing your medical power of attorney and other advanced care planning. They do offer free appointments to help people get in and get those documents either started or completed and filed at our facility. It's nice because it gives people peace of mind, and this is a good way to kind of start that conversation of what our wants are for end of life before we're in a position where things are very emotionally charged and it becomes quite stressful. So it's nice just to have family members that can be aware of that, and providing these documents and making sure you have everything filled out is a good way to communicate that to your family and make sure that your needs are really being met.
You can even bring it in and have them look at it and say, you know, does this look right? I mean, I'm guessing they would be willing as well.
Absolutely.
So, yep. Advanced care planning will be another topic as well at the health fair. And free blood pressure checks. That'll be a big draw, Ty.
Yes, it is. Our community pharmacy at the Richland Hospital will be providing the free blood pressure checks. It's a quick service, but I mean, it's incredibly valuable when you look at the statistics on how many people have high blood pressure, how many people don't know they have it, and how many that do have it, it's not well managed. And it's one of those risk factors that really can make a difference to prevent heart disease and stroke. So, you know, great opportunity to come in and get it checked at no cost.
Mm-hmm. That is so important. I mean, Allison, that's the first thing they do when you have an appointment is check your blood pressure, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Every time. Yeah, and I don't want people to think that, you know, if something is off, like maybe your blood pressure is high or whatever, that you're going to, you know, put them in the hospital that day. I mean, it's
right.
just, right? It's
No, absolutely. There is a policy in place where typically if it would be something very concerning, you have the option to go to urgent care or be seen, but it's definitely not something where you would be admitted on the spot, or we don't want it to feel stressful, because stress, of course, can also impact your blood pressure. And so sometimes even just coming into the clinic, people are nervous and that can happen. Another thing that I think a lot of times people don't realize is caffeine, of course, can impact your blood pressure. So a lot of times we have patients come in and their blood pressure typically is great, but it might be high that day, but they just had their morning coffee or ran up the stairs because they were running behind. So we know there's so many things that can play a role, but it is helpful for people to just kind of keep an eye or even check it at home and know what that reading is like when you're at home and you're comfortable and you're not under amounts of stress.
Another thing, non-drowsy cold medicine is another thing that can spike it up a little bit, right?
Yep, a number of over-the-counter medications can impact your blood pressure, and I think sometimes we don't realize that. So absolutely, there's a lot of factors.
And so we'll have that there. And also, we wanted to kind of maybe put it to you, Allison, about some other things that maybe you want to talk about today about the health fair.
Absolutely. So I think we're trying to get the word out more and more about our patient health portal. So much like some of these bigger facilities, the Richland Hospital does have a health portal now that people can use to manage their health records, which is super helpful. You can see your medication list. You can pre-register for appointments. Let's say you had like labs done or even a mammogram, x-ray. Those results will get scanned into there. So it's a great tool. Sometimes we find that people are reluctant to use it only because they're maybe not sure how to get it set up. But we do have a team who is very dedicated to showing people how to use it, to helping them out. And we want people to feel empowered in using this health information. It can also kind of speed up your time at registration if you register online ahead of time, because that's a good way to make sure all of your information is accurate in terms of your address, phone number, emergency contacts. So if people do that ahead of time, the process for when you check in that morning is really very quick before your appointment. So that's one thing that people find helpful. Another benefit to using the health portal is that you can direct message with your provider. So if you have a question maybe about a recent visit, or if you're wondering if you need to adjust your medication, you have some concerns even about home blood sugars. A lot of patients are wonderful about contacting if they have concerns about where their blood sugars are running after maybe a med adjustment. That's a great way to get in touch with us right away without kind of removing that middleman. You don't have to leave a voicemail and wait for a response. You can send us a portal message. As soon as we get to that, we'll respond and go from there. So I think that's been a big patient satisfier, honestly, in being able to have that direct messaging.
That is a great feature. And then, so does it show your most recent visit, or is it kind of your whole health history? Or
yeah, I think recent visit notes are available. Your health history is in there, med list, any diagnostic testing you would have had done, and then any upcoming appointments also show up, which is helpful too. Because sometimes you make your annual wellness appointment at last year's annual wellness appointment, and it can be easy to forget. So all of that is available on the portal. And even if people get locked out of their portal, it's a very easy process where, like anything else, where we send a new link and they can just change their password and go from there. So I do want people to know, like, we have people to help you get that set up. It is not as overwhelming as it may sound, and a lot of people are having really great success with using it, and it's been a big patient satisfier.
Does it say this patient is hard to deal with or has a bad
attitude? No, no.
It doesn't say
nothing
that?
Nothing like that.
Okay.
Nothing like that.
Well, that's good. It won't scare anybody away.
It
then.
Shouldn't, yes.
Ty, what if we're on the fence about stopping by or not wanting to stop by or being intimidated by this?
I would just encourage to do it. You know, it's a low-pressure, friendly way to take charge of your health. You don't have to be a patient already to come to our health fair. You don't even need to have a special or any specific concern. Just come ask questions. Gather information, say hello to our teams. The Hospital Foundation will greet attendees when they arrive, and we'll even have snacks as people leave. So we'd love to see the community there. And when you stop up, you might see some faces you know, as you know, it's your community that works at the Richland Hospital too.
Yeah, well said. So it's in Pippin Hall, so you'll have tables set up kind of around the outskirts of it then?
Yes. And Pippin Hall, if you're not familiar, as you come into the hospital, you just take the elevator down to the basement and you are right there.
Great. Anything either one of you would like to add about this event?
I don't think so. We're just hoping to get a really great turnout because then we can offer more opportunities like this in the future.
So it's the first one back after COVID then, in other words, right?
I believe so. It's our main one. You know, we've been doing our wellness workshops, but we haven't been doing any health fairs, and we're hoping this is the first of many because we have many offerings at the hospital, and this is an opportunity for our community to learn about them.
And I would guess as employees, you're both excited because we've been reporting on there's a lot of exciting things. You've got an eye doctor, an ophthalmologist, yes. And all kinds
Therapist,
of things.
Therapist, behavioral health. We have that now to offer as well. So, yeah, we have a lot of great things coming and have really tried to build up services that people have been wanting for years. So I think this will be a great opportunity to learn more about some of those services.
Showcase it a little bit.
Yeah.
Great. Well, thanks, ladies, for coming in today. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Phil.
We hope a lot of people will show up at the open house. The health fair is coming up April 28th. Noon to 2 at the Richland Hospital and Clinics in the Pippin Hall. Thanks today to guests Ty Mulholland and Allison Ewing for being our guests.